after Friday night's classic, and that was the only word I can use to describe it, because it was one of the great games, the Storm getting up to win 29-28 over the Rabbitohs. Storm coach Craig Bellamy has been good enough to join us on Sunday morning. Good morning, Craig. And well, that was one of the games of the season, Craig, as a coach. So can you get a chance to appreciate it? It only happened when you get a chance to watch the game later on.
I'd say, while it's all happening, you're sort of obviously involved in it. I think, you probably didn't really get to fully appreciate, the amount of entertainment in that game. It was playing points scored. It was to and fro, so it would have been a great game to watch if you weren't involved in it.
Fair enough,
Craig, Phil Moss, mate, congratulations. I read with interest how you cross-coded a little bit during pre-season, had an AFL coach come in from Richmond to work on the kicking skills of the players, and that banana grubber from Josh Addo-Carr, being a football coach myself, it's not easy to execute with a round ball, let alone with a rugby league ball. That must have been very pleasing.
Yeah, it was. Obviously, down here in AFL Heartland, it's not hard to find someone that does some kicking with us. And there's a guy called Craig McRae who used to play with the Lions when they won the three premierships there back in the early 2000s. He's our kicking coach, and he does obviously a lot of work with our guys that kick the ball most. But like Josh and a few other guys sort of have a bit of a play around a few things as well. And that kick he did the other night was pretty much spot on, and we got a good bounce to it as well, and it proved to be a real turning point in the game for us.
Craig, what pleased you most about the win? I'm just looking at some of the stats, and one that always strikes me is the Storm's ball control, 31 out of 35 completed sets, and in finals footy, that's going to carry you a long way, isn't it?
Yeah, that's sort of something we've been, aware of all year. It hasn't really been a strong point this year for us, to be quite honest, at certain times. But obviously, on Friday night, it was, a great completion rate. Mm. So, and I think with the amount of, Precious House put on us, especially with Reynolds with his kicking game, we really did have to complete well. And so the most pleasing thing for me was just how much our guys just kept hanging in there. We had to bring the ball a lot out from our own half, and we're under a lot of pressure a lot of times. But we just kept gritting our teeth and doing what we had to do. And as I said, the bounce of the ball there at the end and Munster's wobbly old field goal. they weren't the prettiest things that happened. But like I say, we just give ourselves that opportunity at the end to do a couple of things like that. Lucky enough at the end, it was enough to give us a win. Mm.
Was there a particular point during the game? I mean, I watched it. I was fascinated. It was one of the games for someone from a different code. I couldn't pick a winner until the very last. But was there a point in the game where you felt it was a turning point in your favour?
Can't really. I think obviously the. I think Cameron Munster sort of initiated a little break down the our left-hand side there just before he kicked the field goal. So he sort of went and he strained, and I think he got an offload back inside the Bill. And Bill made a few moves, got into their half. And on the next play, we actually shifted the ball. I was sort of thinking we should just went straight to the post and then field goal. We went across field a bit, and then we weren't in a great position for the field goal, but come back, and I don't think South probably thought that as well, so they didn't put a whole heap of pressure on Munster, and then he kicked that field goal. But I think just that for him to take that ball down that left hand side and then get it back into Billy, who made the yards necessary to get close enough. I think that was a big turning point for us. There was a few turning points in the game. I think South. I thought, Cameron Murray knocked the ball on there at one stage, and that sort of call went against us, and that was when George Burgess was in the sin bin, and I think they had four sets in a row before I think Greg scored it at the end of those four sets. So while they got four sets in a row off that that incident, we didn't get a chance to attack South, when they had 12 men. So I think, that was a big turning point as well, but that was probably obviously against us. But as there was a whole heap of different times and situations where, it went one way and then it went the other. But as everyone said, it was a wonderful game to watch. And again, we were probably, lucky to come out of it as winners, but if we'd have lost, we probably would have been unlucky. So that was just the sort of game it was.
Yeah, no, exactly right, Craig. Craig, you went with Brodie Croft, who I thought had a fantastic game. Does he retain the seven position for the prelim final?
Yeah, that's a good question. I thought he had a terrific first half. There was a couple of things in the second half. I think he could have done a little bit better, but having said that, we've sort of tossed and thrown things around there. All year, basically. He's been, we always knew Cooper was going to be a really hard guy to replace. Mm-hmm. The three guys, Riley, Jerome and Brodie have all had a bit of a go here and there. So, and to be quite honest, I'm really happy and very proud of the way they've handled it. They're all sort of different players. Mm-hmm. And I think the main reason we went for Brodie the other night is he is more of a natural halfback, I suppose, than the other guys. The other guys grew up playing different positions, where Brodie's always been halfback. And I think that was the reason we went for another night. And as I said, I thought his first half was tremendous.
Mm-hmm. We've spoken this morning about the theme over the weekend, the big players stepping up in the big moments. Mm-hmm. It must be an absolute joy as a coach to have two match managers like Cameron Smith and Billy Slater out there in the big games.
Yeah, it is, Phil. Again, sort of as a coach as well, having guys that have, experienced in years, but, those two guys are so experienced in big games and finals, especially. I think it was Cameron's 34th final the other night, and I think it was Billy's 30th or whatever. So, just having that sort of experience in having played in that many games, and, they are big games, and it does the things. Do change a bit, Obviously, it's still the same code and it's still the same size field, and we play with a oval ball type thing. So everything that changes, but finals games are a touch different, and for them to really understand that and be able to help the younger guys that haven't had anywhere near that sort of experience or they're playing their first final series, it is invaluable, and I think. The way Cameron would have spoke to him after Cameron Murray scored his try the other day and, they put six in front with about six to go. I think, the calming influence, Cameron and Billy would have had on the team was, really important.
Hey, Craig,
to get that extra chance at the end.
Absolutely, yeah. Craig, just finally, quick injury update. How's the roster going into the prelim final?
Yeah, I think, hopefully... fingers crossed, there's always someone sort of comes out the day after or 2 days after when they didn't think they've had an injury, but we seem to have got through Friday night really good. Obviously, Will Chambers will be available for selection. Mm-hmm. And I think Nelson might be as well. So, 3 or 4 weeks ago, we were pretty much struggling with a few players, but we seem to be getting them back at the right time. So we'll have a couple of selection headaches, hopefully, on... the week after this one, so hopefully they'll be all okay, and we'll have a reasonably fit roster to pick from.
That's terrific. Well, that's good news and a good position for you to be in. Look, Craig, I really appreciate you joining us on Sunday morning. Congratulations for that epic win on Friday night, and the best of luck into the prelim final and the rest of the season.
I really appreciate it, Ray. Thanks, Phil.
Thanks, Craig.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.